Jesus nearly always has a gospel of good news for us. Last week was a little different because we had that horrid scene of King Herod lopping off the head of John the Baptist and then having it brought up to the festival on a platter. And then after that, we sort of violated it by singing Halle, 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 and it did not quite fit. One of you pointed that out to me by email, and so I apologize for that. The epistle often has a theology lesson of some sort. Generally from St. Paul, we do not believe that Ephesians was written by Paul, but it's a wonderful, beautiful theological document, and also lyrical. It's absolutely magnificent. But the Old Testament lesson has good old Sunday school Bible stories and has it for us all summer long. And this summer, we're reading chapter by chapter of that great adventure which the primary star is King David. And you remember, and we continue that for the rest of the summer. Now, in that story, Eli raised Samuel, whom God called to be Israel's all-time greatest judge and prophet. And then Samuel, when he was grown and in charge, and frankly getting old and needing to be replaced, Samuel anointed Saul as king and then later deposed him for cultic disobedience. We read that here a few weeks ago, and you remember that. God chose and Samuel anointed then David, the shepherd boy. And for the past 2,000 years and throughout history, David has been Israel's greatest and most beloved king, the forerunner of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Chosen by God, anointed by Samuel, and acclaimed by the people, David was king 40 years. 40 years, as you know, in the Old Testament is lingo, which means a very long time. But with David, it seems to be exactly 40 years. The Bible says that David ruled first for 7 years over Judah, which was the southern kingdom, and then was called also to be king over Israel, the northern kingdom. And it says that he ruled over that united kingdom for some 33 years, and so that it was exactly 40 years total. Now, David was a wise and great and just king. He was a man of loving kindness after God's own heart, much more so, as you probably know, than his son King Solomon, who on the throne of David turned out to be a lusty despot, who, though we account him wise, murdered his brothers to keep them away from his throne, had hundreds and hundreds of wives and mistresses, concubines, and who forced his people into slave labor to build and build and build for his splendiferous glory. Now, Solomon's reign was so tyrannical, so brutal, that after his death, the people of the north wanted no more part of the throne of David, and they split off again to have their own kingdom of Israel. If you did not know that history of Israel and Judah, then know it this morning. But in our Bible story for today, that's all in the future, long after King David's death, and we're focusing now on David. You know the story of David, this beautiful story. At first, David was king in Bethlehem, and then he moved his household and throne to Jerusalem. He built himself a magnificent house. Kings do that. Always mindful, though, of the Lord's mercies and favor toward him, David realized that he was living better than the Lord. He's living in a house built of cedar, and the Lord is living in some kind of tent, probably closeted in with animal skins. And so David decides that he will build a temple, Beth El, a house for God. And as the story goes, and you heard it just now read beautifully, Nathan, who was God's chaplain, encouraged David to go ahead with this wonderful idea. But that very night, God came to Nathan in a dream. He took charge of the situation, as God will do. He ordered that David not build a temple. And he said that any temple building would be left to David's son after David's death. And the son, as we know, was King Solomon, who did indeed build a temple and reigned 40 years, a very long time. Now, with a wonderful Bible story and character like David, shepherd boy, hero, and king, we get all wrapped up in the story itself, and we're not unlikely to forget to try to discern a lesson for life today. But the lesson of King David is very clear, and it begins early. David of Bethlehem began life as a simple shepherd boy. He was the youngest of his father's 8 sons. God called him out of shepherding sheep to be a shepherd of nations. As a boy, he beat Goliath, the fearsome giant. He became a favorite of King Saul. He played played music and sang songs for Saul when Saul was tormented by internal demons. Saul's son, Jonathan, was David's closest friend, and Saul gave his daughter, Michal, to be David's wife. Later, when Saul turned against David, David never, ever lost his loyalty to the king, to God's anointed, never lost his loyalty. He was faithful until Saul's death, and then David honored Saul's surviving family. He was an honorable, loving man and king. And you know the history, the story of David. David was not perfect, no more so than any man, any male, any human. From his position of royal power, David seduced another man's wife. He impregnated her. He had her husband killed and took her to be his own wife. And it was their son, Solomon, who succeeded David as king. David loved all his children. He had a lot of children, and he loved them. He agonized about their sins. He loved his sons, even when they turned against him and plotted to overthrow him. He was inconsolable when a son died. Always humble before the Lord and mindful of his call to obedient service, David was a sinner. He was repentant, he was forgiven, and he was beloved of the Lord God. Now, I tell you this story so that you can see in David who and how God loves. God loves us from our beginning, raises us up to serve him humbly and faithfully, forgives our sins, grieves with us when we fall and fail, and rejoices with us in our glories and our victories and our triumphs. And then finally, when our time is over, God lets us die. As the way of all creation, God calls us home to be with him forever, and he grieves consolingly with those that we leave behind. This is the story and the lesson of David, king of Israel, king of Judah. Like David, you also are a sheep of God's own flock. You are a lamb of God's own fold. You are a sinner of his own redeeming through the blood of Christ. The God of David is our God too. Blessed be God forever. Amen.